This is an interview by Elizabeth Booker of Mary Mars for the Women's Overseas Service League Oral History Project. Okay, Mary, would you tell us your name, address, your branch of service and years of service, and a little bit about your background before entering the service.
I am Mary Myers, and my years of service were 1944 to 1946, with 1 year of overseas duty. 1946 to 1950 was active duty stateside. And that, most of that was spent in Camp Kilmer, New Jersey, those 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And my background,
mm-hmm.
I graduated from McKeesport High School. McKeesport's a small community and I'm very close. And then I went in training in Wilkinsburg, Columbia Hospital, which is a very small hospital, and graduated. And for a year, I did general staff nursing at Columbia Hospital. And then I went into industrial nursing and occupational health. And at that time, that was quite a big thing. It was a well-paying job. Then I began to think all my friends were leaving for the Army, which was about 1943-44, and whether it was patriotism or motivated by excitement or whatever, influenced by two brothers that had enlisted, so I decided I would enlist in the Army.
Prior experiences prepared you for this service?
Well, other than my nurse's training and working as an industrial nurse where you had emergencies, that was
good preparation. Right. So after volunteering, was there some special preparation for your later overseas service?
Yes. We had 1 month basic training at Fort Meade, Maryland, and then a 1 month we went up to Camp Pickett, which was in Virginia, and we had some training and drill there, and we worked at the hospital, uh-huh. the station uh-huh. hospital uh-huh. there for a couple, 2 months. And in November, we went up to Boston, and we sailed overseas.
Oh, great. Would you describe the circumstances of your trip overseas? You know, anything of when you left and how you traveled? And
we left in November of 44 from Boston. Mm-hmm. We left from Boston and we were out at sea about 10 days. And of course there were very close quarters, which I had not been accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was rationed, of course, mm-hmm. but there was plenty of it. And we landed in Marseille, France. That's where we had the staging area, in Marseille.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went up to Epinal, France.
Mm-hmm.
Dijon was close by, but in Epinal is where we had a evacuation hospital, but we were formed into the 236th General Hospital that was in the staging area, and there were mm-hmm. people. I was the only one really from Pittsburgh. The most members of the group came from Texas, and there were a few nurses from Philadelphia. The one girl joined from Philadelphia, but she was a nurse from Braddock, was Patty Clunan. And she joined us, but it was a Texas group, the commanding officer. Christmas Eve found myself and the others on detached service in near Paris, France, and we went to, of course everything was a blackout, we went to midnight church services under a blackout, and while we were there, the German planes came and we were strafed. And that was really a frightening experience.
I bet that was scary.
And we all were very much shaken after just being overseas a month and wondering what the future held for us. Naturally, we were homesick for our loved ones at home. When we got back to our quarters, there was an Air Force unit that were close by, and the greatest thing that day, Christmas Day, we had were Cokes. I hadn't seen a Coke since I left the States.
But, that was fun. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your assignments and your special tasks you had, the hours you worked, your pay, and anything about the conditions of your service?
It was, of course, our quarters were always very primitive and basic. They provided the best facilities for us possible. The one thing now, as I take a shower and bath, I'm reminded that to stay clean, they had a shower set up in the center of the hospital compound, and we all had to wear our raincoats down and stand in line two at a time, males on one end and the females on the other, to have our showers. That was not in the winter, of course. This was in the, and in the winter we used our helmets, you know, with water.
Wow.
That's right. The duties, of course, we were taking care of POWs and our prisoners, or our own soldiers. There were long wards. As I recall, I had never, one thing that always stands out in my mind, I never attempted even starting an intravenous, and you were just expected. You were shown once, and that was it. But there was an awful lot of hepatitis, along with the casualties that we cared for. They were long hours. They weren't always 7 to 3 or 3 to 11. We were well protected. The soldiers were always very, very gentlemanlike. We were never abused or never, I never met anyone that was smart, including the prisoners of war. The Germans were very, very respectful, and they would do, and they were very sick. We all ate in one mess hall. There were no differentiation for enlisted men or officers. We all ate together, long tables. And one thing stands out in my mind too. When I was a student nurse at Columbia Hospital, Dr. King was the chief of our surgery at Columbia, and we all looked up to him, of course, and when we scrubbed in the OR, he was the roughest. And one morning, we were having breakfast in the mess hall in Dijon. And that was the day I was promoted from second lieutenant to first lieutenant. And who was sitting there but a colonel, two colonels across the way, and I looked over and I thought, oh my gosh, that can't be Dr. King, but it was. Mm-hmm. He came over, of course, we had quite a reunion. I'd have been frightened, shaking in my shoes, but we were, you know, very, and then several days he was there for consultation. Mm-hmm. This was the pretty much the routine until August, and the unit was slated. We closed our hospital compound really about June, and we were staging again in Marseille, France, with a lot of time on our hands. Mm-hmm. And in August, some of us went on detached service, and then we were given liberty to go to France, to Paris, and for a so many days, mm-hmm. and then to Cannes, France. We got to go there, mm-hmm. to the Riviera, and then about August, the middle of the 8th or 9th of August, we were slated. The unit was going to the Pacific, and we were just aboard ship, mm-hmm. when we were rerouted. It was VJ Day.
Oh, great.
And,
okay. Were you, do you remember VE Day?
Yes. We were in France, and uh-huh. There was quite a celebration, uh-huh. and uh-huh. every person was, there was an awful lot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any other memorable experiences that you would like to share with us? You've already told us a lot of interesting things. Okay, were there any, or would you describe your perception of the contribution your service made to America's efforts for peace? Do you feel it was?
I feel that perhaps I helped to take care of some,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
or provide some nursing care.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
it was, there weren't that many nurses, you know.
Uh-huh.
Many, they were pulling, we were a general hospital, and they were always pulling people for uh-huh. detached service to the evac hospitals.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And,
so, you know, we really didn't always know what was going to happen next,
no.
right?
Driving in France, of course,
uh-huh.
in the cold, no heat. I've never missed
right.
a cold in my life, but
uh-huh.
we survived.
Uh-huh. That winter of 44 was really rough,
very
wasn't
rough.
It? Okay. Would you compare your service then with what it might be like today?
Oh.
With the service?
Reserve duty, as I saw it post-war,
uh-huh.
incidentally, we when we came home, we came to near Virginia Beach there,
uh-huh.
and then we were all sent to Fort Dix. You could stay in,
uh-huh.
you had an option to stay in or be discharged, and I chose to be discharged, but it was
mm-hmm.
just for a short, not too long, too many months. I was recalled, and I was
mm-hmm.
recalled to Fort Camp Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there was some problem about, they were recalling many people at that time.
I didn't know that.
There was, potential war.
Uh-huh.
And then after I was in for 6 months, I had an option again to be discharged. And I chose, because I had made so many moves and I hadn't made a decision about working for the short period I was home, to be established.
Uh-huh.
And then I stayed in
uh-huh.
until 46.
Did you stay in the States?
I was at Camp Kilmer.
Camp Kilmer,
in
New Jersey.
many, mm-hmm. many nice friends and many cultural opportunities. We got to New York several mm-hmm. times a week. You asked about the pay, Betty, earlier. I don't remember. However, things were so reasonable, and everyone was giving you the Red Cross. Everybody was so kind and generous.
Your and housing and
everything.
Even board was taken care of, so you
so
didn't
really
you didn't worry about that. That's right. Okay. Did the government provide any benefits following your service that you were able to utilize?
The government provided me, and thank the Lord today, uh-huh. with paid for all my tuition uh-huh. for my baccalaureate in uh-huh. nursing degree at the University of Pittsburgh, uh-huh. and part of it for a master's uh-huh. degree. Uh-huh. And to me, that was an awful lot of compensation because my family couldn't provide
uh-huh. uh-huh.
You know, tuition okay. then was still.
Did you use the home loan better?
No. Just used the to enroll at the University of Pittsburgh.
But you did stay in the reserves.
I stayed in the reserves, uh-huh. which was very good. We had drills. I feel I benefit from my own job post graduation.
Uh-huh.
We were. 2 weeks reserve duty every year. For about 5 years, we were at Walter Reed Hospital, uh-huh. and what a better place to learn.
Uh-huh.
And we were at the various different installations and uh-huh. assigned duties comparable to our civilian
uh-huh.
duty,
uh-huh.
which was good.
Great. Are there any other thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Other than, I don't think you could buy that experience for all thousands.
Okay.
And I relive, and they were mm-hmm. memorable, and I just think that the assignments were mm-hmm. protected, and I'm sure today they have many more opportunities, uh-huh. but I thank God for my
Okay, thank you very much, Mary. Mm-hmm.